97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors. And boy, you talk about going outdoors, we're going way outdoors. One of my favorite places, and that is Las Vegas. My wife does not agree with me on that. I'll just have to tell you that. But I'd love to be there this weekend. They're doing SHOT Show, the third biggest show they do all year long in Las Vegas. And what a great time. We got Phil Balsamo from the Range St. Louis West joining us right now. And I jokingly say to him, I didn't know you could take phone calls at the craps table, but you let me know, Phil. Is it all right? You got time to talk?
Absolutely. I can take a short break, for sure.
That's good. That's good, man. I know you're out there looking into probably future trends and things you guys want to do at the range. How big is this thing?
Oh, it's insane. I mean, there's so many people from the buyer's perspective. There's a bazillion people here. I think that's an exact number. And from vendors, there's like half a bazillion. It's a huge show. So much to see. So many people to talk to. It's overwhelming and a great time all at the same time.
I'll bet. Is it just vendors and exhibitors, or is the general public is allowed into this, right?
No, general public is not allowed.
Okay,
in
all right.
This
I didn't know
this
that.
Is only FFLs, buyers, trainers, suppliers, that sort of thing, and industry insiders for the firearms world.
But we have a show called Second Amendment Radio. Couldn't we get into the show?
I would bet you could. It sounds like a plan for next year.
You and I are going to Vegas for SHOT Show. What do you think?
Yep. Dude, I love that. It is a great show. I've heard and talked to people out there so many times. What is like the coolest new thing? You've been out there a couple of days already. What is the coolest new thing that you've seen that you thought, wow, they really stepped up their game?
Oh, I mean, there's so much. I mean, there's so much out here. Anything from, military vehicles, and you know, military equipment and civilian equipment. So the one new cool thing, truthfully, on the defensive handgun side, just new compensators coming out on guns, just to make guns easier to shoot and that sort of thing. And it's not really like new cool, but you're seeing it be more prevalent, which is cool to me. It's not anything super fancy, but it's practical and it's making its way to everybody pretty quickly, which is a good thing to see.
Yeah, I saw a picture of somebody out there on the firing range. So apparently before the show starts on maybe Wednesday or Thursday, they bus people out to a local firing range where you have an opportunity to shoot some pretty cool guns too, right?
Yep. So we spent the day, that happens on Monday before the show starts.
Okay.
It's an all-day event at a local range, and lots of vendors out there showing their new cool stuff. Anything. We shot a pump-action AR, which was interesting. We shot Angel and Elizabeth actually shot a Barrett out to 1,000 yards. So we got to do anything from shooting at 5 yards out to 1,000. So it's a good time for sure.
Wow. I bet that was a good time. I'm just trying to get the scope of this thing. 13.9 miles of square space is what they brag about. How do you even see it all? I mean, if you're there for 5 days,
you don't. I mean, you just simply don't. You have to be strategic in your plans as far as who you're going to see and when, and trying to follow maps. I think I spend about a quarter of my time looking at the map, trying to figure out where I have to turn and go to find the next vendor. It is chaos. But it's, if you plan it right, you can definitely get to a lot of people and have a lot of great conversations.
It's like getting lost at IKEA. I hate that. But, you know, it is cool when you can see all that. You know, there's more and more concentration on the AR, you know, the scary black guns. As far as technology for them, what would you say is the coolest thing? I heard of a company called Digi Trigger, I think, that can accelerate your shooting. I don't know if you've ran into anything like that, but accessories for the AR platform, so many people are getting into it. What would you say to that, Phil?
Oh, man, there are. When it comes to the AR, a lot of us will call it Legos for adults because it's you can build up on it however you want and add so many different things. So, yeah, for accessory-wise for the ARs, we've seen all sorts of new developments in rails, rail covers, optics, lights and lasers. Everybody's got, you know, the newest, latest, greatest for sure. That's what they all tell us anyway. But there are lots of accessories, newer triggers, triggers that do that allow you to shoot a little bit faster, a little bit more controlled.
Right.
All sorts of options. I mean, truly limitless options when it comes to the AR platform.
Yeah, yeah, I'll bet. I know there'll be lots of people out there, probably ammunition suppliers. We were told on a recent show that components for ammunition is getting to be a bit of a challenge, and that may be driving up prices. Is there any talk of that out there? Do you find that to be true at the range?
Yeah, so we asked some of the manufacturers while we're wandering around what to expect in this coming year, and truly they were a bit ambiguous in their answers. Pretty much leaning towards it's not going to change much. Components have been hard to get, and they don't see it being any easier. Still being able to keep up with the current demand. But if we have some sort of big spike because of, you know, whatever the reasons are, it could definitely put a strain on the supply chain.
Phil, I was looking at the website for SHOT Show. For anybody that wants to look into it, go to shotshow.org. But they had said that they had manufacturers that were up in their game in new rifles coming this year and new handguns, too. Is there big differences that you're seeing or not necessarily? It's just kind of options that they're adding to them.
Yes, just more options. So, you know, you have a company like Smith & Wesson, who's been making guns for a really long time. They just came out with a lever gun that I don't think that they've done in a really, really long time. So that's new to them. It's not necessarily new technology, but it's new to them. You have companies like Taurus just released a bolt-action rifle this week at SHOT Show. Again, not new technology, but it's a new rifle for them. So you see a lot of that where Daniel Defense, very well known for making fantastic ARs and precision bolt guns, just released their first handgun. So you see some of that, and actually their handgun is a little bit new tech. It's kind of interesting. But I don't know if we're going to see it on the market right away or not, or if they're still developing it, but it's coming soon. So that sort of stuff you're seeing, new stuff from companies, but not necessarily super innovative or super different.
Is it kind of like when you go to the auto show and they have concept cars? Do they have concept displays out there of what, you know, where we're going to be in 5 years or 10 years in the Second Amendment world?
Yeah, it to some degree, yes. We have, and maybe not even necessarily in the firearms world. You know, I mean, in the firearm area, you see right. stuff like that from vehicles, optics,
clothing.
Yeah, clothing, range systems like benches that go into ranges and lighting stuff and things that literally some companies got put together the week before they came out here for SHOT Show.
Yeah.
And it's like 85% functioning. So it's kind of cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks pretty cool. I just realized this because I looked at the sheet for SHOT Show. The very first SHOT Show was right here in St. Louis in 1979. So they've been doing it that long for the industry, and boy, yep. I'd say it's grown a little bit, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Have you done anything but SHOT Show out in Vegas? Because when I go to Vegas, when my wife and I go to Vegas, we love to go to some of the shows, eat the good food, that kind of thing, aside from gambling, which we'll get you back to your crap stable in just a minute. But
yeah.
Have you done anything outside of that, or is it all SHOT Show business for you guys?
Well, So it's kind of interesting because you can do dinners and drinks and stuff and still be working, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's what I tell myself. So, yeah, we've been able to get out and enjoy no shows, but we've been able to get out and enjoy the nightlife and eat some good food and have some good conversations with people. So it's an enjoyable, it's busy and chaotic, but it's what you make of it, truly, yeah. Just like anything.
I'm sure. Is this the kind of thing where you're there actually putting in orders for the range for the next year, or are you just getting ideas and making contacts?
Both. So okay. It's fostering relationships and in some cases placing orders, in some cases meeting new people and starting the conversation so that we can bring info back and decide if it's something we want to carry or something we want to pursue. So it's very much a relationship event for us.
Well, it's a goal now for Bo Matthews and I to take the show to SHOT Show next year. What do you think, Carl Middleman? I think we need to work on that. It says right here there are more
have to be there.
2,500 members of the media cover the show.
There are. Yep. When I was researching, I did see the press credential section.
Ooh.
Yep. Just telling me. It's that's not, what we need. It'd be an easy thing for you guys to get, I'm sure.
All right.
Now we just got to get it sponsored. I wonder if the range had any money to sponsor.
We got to bring that up and ruin the whole thing, huh? Well, listen, Phil, you and Liz and Angel have a good time out there. We'll look forward to hearing some stories when you get back.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Phil Balsamo, yep. Enjoy. Out at the Range St. Louis West, and he's out there with a couple of his co-workers at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, where you know, obviously they're a couple hours behind us, so it was nice of him to give us some time here as we record the show.
That's why there are no clocks in Vegas.
That's right.
And the craps table is usually quiet this time of the morning out there.
Yeah, I know. So he's yeah. I'm thinking in my head as I'm listening to our interview with Phil there, and you ask him if he's doing anything else in Vegas other than working, and I'm thinking now here's Phil's thought process. I know my boss is listening to this. How do I answer this question? John's back at the range going, oh, that's what Phil's up to this week, huh? Yeah.
That's right. You know, and I when my wife and I left Vegas the last time, we were like, I think we're done here. I think we've done it all. We've seen it all. We've, you know, gone to a bunch of shows. Well, then they throw in the Sphere. Now, the Sphere is, I can't even get an idea of what this thing is, but I want to see it. UFC just signed. We just had Mike Chandler on last week. The UFC just signed for an event in September of this year. What is that? I don't know. All I hear is it can look like an eyeball to people flying in and mm-hmm. out of Vegas.
I saw it as we flew into Vegas from Hawaii. You can see it. It's right next to the airport.
Oh.
When I first saw the image of it, I thought it had been photoshopped. I didn't even think it was
real. It doesn't look real.
I bet not.
But it's fantastically built.
And one time they lit up the outside of it like the Death Star. So what? Carl actually thought he was flying into Star Wars somewhere.
Yep.
And he said, I told you it was real.
I knew it was real.
It's the Death Star. It's right there.
So, Mark, your little sheet there says it's the third biggest. I'm guessing the Consumer Electronics Show is the second biggest. And I wonder what the first one is.
I believe, Vegas?
Yes.
I don't know.
I believe it is the AVNs.
Adult Video Awards.
Yes, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, that's not the biggest trade show there.
It's a trade show.
They may be trading something, but that is not one of the biggest trade shows in Vegas. I'm just telling you. There's no way.
That show ticket comes with a shot.
Network. Yeah, no.
That's so bad. That's so bad. All right, let's wrap up this show before we get in any more troubles. So a year from now, that's the goal. Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, live from SHOT Show. That'll be great. Okay, have a great weekend, you guys.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Stay warm. See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.